have won the National League pennant on the basis of the Cardinals losing to the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. It's all over.
Pittsburgh Airport. Here comes the main group, the body of the caravan carrying the 1960 National League champions, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and there are some 50,000 to 60,000 people. I don't know whether you can hear me, but you can hear those sirens. They're really moving. Believe me.
A big, sharp-looking German bugle corps, the Homewood Rockets, thrilling the crowd. Listen to that. Just what we need, more music, more excitement. I don't know what they can do in Pittsburgh to
top. All night.
Well, we sat around by the fire and played and sat in the mud.
Sat in the mud?
Uh-huh.
What was the weather like last night?
It was very rainy and wet.
Did you get wet?
Uh-huh.
Got soaked?
Well, no, not soaked.
Well, what do you think all this trouble is going to be worth? Do you think the Pirates are worth all the getting soaked in the rain and freezing all night long?
Of course.
You think they're going to take the series?
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Danny, what about the series? How does it look today?
Well, I think it's going to be anybody's series, and I think the best club probably will is to sit in a ton of calm with Tano in it. But anyway, if you're watching for those offensive hitters, you got calm with him. So, Tom, but anyway, I think it'll be nice.
You've been looking over the batting practice of the Yankees. Danny, what do you have to say about their form? How do they look to you?
Well, I watched Maris and Yogi and Scow and hit, and he used to sit and Tom at pan with him in a calm when you had to pitch to him down there and tell with it. But half-time
is a solid. Yes, we know it's a good ball team.
Mr. Stengel, the people of Pittsburgh would like to know how long you think the Yankees can hold out before the Pirates lick them.
Well, that's your opinion, isn't it? What do you think about it?
What's your opinion?
Well, I don't know. You don't need to worry about mine, see? I better worry about what you said.
Do you think the Yankees will take it?
I didn't say that.
What do you think?
Well, you keep talking.
Souvenirs of all kinds. Don't forget, the Bucks can do it, why can't you? Hey, how sweet it is. We had them all the way. All right, everything is...
Things are warming up here at Forbes Field. The gates opened about 10:30, and the first early bird spectators are watching the Pirates and the Yankees go through their warm-up drills. That's Brad Hunt's orchestra you hear in the background playing for the early birds. And if it's possible, there seems to be even more excitement here today than there was for the first two games of the series. Lots of excitement. Nobody but the super sophisticated sports writers from New York expect the Yankees to win. And everybody here in the...
Bob, what do you say after a game like that?
Well, Tom, it's really frustrating. I didn't get a chance to really get underway. I had really felt good. I had my stuff, and... It really hurts. It's really, really a big disappointment to me.
I know you feel bad about hitting Elston Howard with that pitch which got away from you. I guess that...
Wait till tomorrow. Why? What's going to happen tomorrow?
We'll get him tomorrow.
What went wrong with your boys today?
They just... Well, a seven-game series. Seven games. They're going all the way.
What happened out there today, do you know?
Well, some sort of catastrophe. Seems as though our pitchers... are getting too much experience in World Series play, but not doing much about stopping the Yankees.
Jim, what happened out there? Give us...
Here's a swing and a high fly ball going deep to left. This may do it. Back to the wall goes Barra. It is over the fence. Home run. The Pirates win.
Mayor Barra, I understand you were in the celebration in the locker room, but your office burned or something. How did you get so wet?
Well, I just want to tell you, I've never had so much champagne on the outside. I've had a little down there on the inside. But those boys are really celebrating, and rightfully so. They're all happy. They did this for the city of Pittsburgh, and they are for themselves. To all the fans that have supported this small club for the years and even the lean years.
Going to be world's champions. Tom, I wasn't wrong.
No, you weren't, and how about that ball game?
No, it was just magnificent, Tom. It was typical of the heart and spirit and the courage of this ball club.
Joe, what kind of a feeling do you have right now? Can you put it into words?
Impossible, Tom. How do you put into words a feeling that you're not here, that something has happened that you can't believe? This is the greatest thrill that I've ever had or ever will have.
Now let's hear that crowd. What do they have to say about the Pirates?